It's 5 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock here in Central Virginia. My name is Coy Barefoot, and good afternoon. This is the new and improved Infill. I hope you are well wherever you are, and I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to say just a few words in advance before we get this show off and running. This is the new iteration of Inside Charlottesville. The website, of course, is InsideCville.com. That is where we will archive all of the conversations and commentary on this program. And this is the first show, but it's not the first show. Let me explain. It was 20 years ago this spring that I got behind the radio microphone for the very first time. The radio station was WNRN, which was a new nonprofit upstart in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I was actually in the newsroom one afternoon when my publisher of the Seville Weekly came up to me. And Bill, who worked on the board at WNRN, said, hey, they're looking for somebody to go in on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for an hour and do public affairs and news about Charlottesville, and I think you'd be perfect. So I laughed at him and said, I've never done radio before. I would have no idea what to do. And he said, no, you should go down there. You should talk to him. So see what it's like. Give it a go. So I went over there. I met some wonderful people, including Mike Friend. And the next thing you know, we're doing an hour every Sunday, and with my co-host Rick Moore, a dear old friend, and we spent 3 years just laughing every Sunday morning, and as I like to say, breaking every rule we could break in radio, and making Mike Friend furious because we were breaking every rule in radio. I didn't know all the legal stuff, and I didn't know that you weren't allowed to crank call people on the air and not tell them that they were on the radio. I thought that was okay. So we did a lot of that, and we had a lot of fun. And Rick went on to host that show after I left, and did that for over a decade, and is now on Sunday mornings on this very station, 94.7 WPVC. And so I am honored to be back here marking 20 years in radio by working with my good friend Jeff Leonard here at WPVC, and we are streaming live online as well. And again, it'll all be archived at InsideCville.com. It's a lot of fun, and look forward to hearing from you as well. So it'll be here's what we're going to do. It'll be every Monday afternoon from 4 to 6. Unlike previous shows, it won't be 4 to 6 Monday through Friday. That's what I have typically done in Charlottesville for many, many years. And I am actually working at the Center for Media and Citizenship at the University of Virginia, where we produce a podcast and our own television program that I produce every week and host on ABC 16 on Sunday mornings and on Thursday nights on PBS. So I'm, like everybody else, I'm spinning a lot of plates and very busy. But I definitely missed live radio. I missed talking with the people of Charlottesville on radio. And so I wanted to find a way to get back with you in the afternoon. So we're going to get the week started off right here, right now. We'll do it every Monday beginning at 4 o'clock right after the AP News. And I will be here right up until 6 o'clock with you in your drive home. Or if you're hanging out in the kitchen getting dinner started, and I've had people come up to me saying, you know, I listen to you when I'm riding the tractor. So if you're out haying or mowing this summer and you get your radio, I know you'll have it, and we'll spend some time together. All the regulars will be here. You know, Claire Gastaniaga with the Virginia ACLU, and attorney Lloyd Snook, and Dave Halberg, and Ed Murphy, astronomer. I have been asked repeatedly, will Hall Spencer will be joining me? The door is always open for Hall Spencer to join me anytime he wants. If you want to hear Hall Spencer, you are going to have to you're going to have to send him a message on Facebook and tell him he needs to come on Coy's show, because he is a busy man. And you know, the true story is Haas left, started the, for those of you who don't know, Haas Spencer, one of my best friends, started the Seville Weekly back in the late 80s. He also started The Hook, which is no longer around, RIP Hook. We Wish we had real investigative journalism in Charlottesville in print form, but at any rate, Hawes has taken his passion for journalism to teaching at JMU and also to doing public radio news. So that's where he's been, but I think he needs to do this as well. I think we would have a lot of fun. I wish he was here, but hopefully he'll join us on occasion. Today we'll be talking with Sean Kenny. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Sean Kenny, of course, the former director of the Republican Party of Virginia, and we'll get his thoughts about Mr. Trump, Mr. Cruz, and all the very latest. And we will, you know me, I like to take off my shoes and wiggle my toes in the shag carpeting of politics. And that's definitely what we will do. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I also wanted to share with you just a personal note that, yesterday, May 1st, was actually, a celebration for me. It was 21 years of sobriety. And it was May 1st of 1995 that I stopped drinking and put down threw the cigarettes in the garbage can. Woke up that morning. I will never forget it. I was in an attic bedroom in Keene, Virginia. And I remember waking up that morning and sitting on the edge of the bed and thinking to myself, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And I never drank again. And threw what was left of some Marlboro Lights in the garbage can. I never smoked again. And haven't looked back and don't miss it. But I will say that, like many people, I had quit many times. And one thing I realized is sometimes you have to... you got to practice anything to get good at it, right? Sometimes you have to practice quitting to get good at quitting. Especially when it comes to booze. And that was certainly my case. I had to practice quitting. And finally got really good at it. And 21 years ago yesterday was when I got so good at it that I could quit for good. And I know a lot of you are struggling with that. I know it for a fact because I know whenever I talk about it on the radio, I get more comments about that than anything else I do. And I want to thank you for that feedback. And all I can tell you is just don't quit on yourself. Believe in yourself and just keep practicing quitting because you will get good at it. You can get good at anything you want to be good at in your life if you're willing to practice, and you have to be willing to be bad at first, to be really bad at first, and have patience with yourself, and you will get good at it. I promise. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Sean Kenny. My name is Coy Barefoot. You can find me online at coybarefoot.com. We're broadcasting live from Charlottesville, Virginia, and we'll do this every Monday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., and it will only be here on 94.7 WPVC. We'll be right back.